Unity. Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua says last year's invasion of Kenyatta's expansive Northlands farm and the subsequent mudslinging of the former First Family remains one of the darkest moments on Mount Kenya leadership. Speaking from his Karen official residence today during a live interview on Kameen TV, the second-in-command said the events that transpired on that day with a section of leaders disparaging the family of the founding father in public was ill-advised and one that should never be allowed to happen again. Rigathi also took the opportunity to beseech the former First Lady Mamaringina Kenyatta for forgiveness on behalf of the larger Mount Kenya region, which he said stands accused before the eyes of God following the ignominious incidents. The murky politics of 2022, where insults overrode reason to the extent of throwing all forms of dirt at the former First Family, is something that still gives me nightmares. How did we as a people from this region sink to the level of abusing an elderly woman of the level and status of Mama Kenyatta? Abusing Mama Ringina, who has been a First Lady and an elderly stateswoman in this country, was not only a disgrace to us as leaders from the Mount Kenya region but morally wrong before our Maker, he told Kameen TV. The deputy president also reached out to retired President Kenyatta, who he said remains a respectable leader in the Mount Kenya region, having served as the region's kingpin for more than two decades. He said Kenyatta still commands a pivotal place in matters pertaining to the people of the region and therefore needs to be accorded all the respects that pertains to his position. Even though Kenyatta, Uhuru, attacked us while he was in power, we still regard him as a senior leader among our people. He needs to be accorded respect not only as a retired head of state, but also as a regional leader. We now need to walk together in one accord, and never again shall we allow partisan politics to divide us, he added. The raid on Kenyatta family's Northlands ranch in Ruiru, where about 300 rowdy youths invaded the 1,697-acre farm, cutting down exotic eucalyptus trees and stealing more than 1,500 hybrid Dorper sheep, shocked the country at a time the government was confronted with deadly anti-government demos from the opposition over allegations of rigging of the 2022 presidential election. The matter was later on taken up by police and a number of suspects arrested in connection with the incident. Gachagua has also dismissed claims that the National Dialogue Committee, NADCO, report is a well-scripted handshake meant to sideline him and the larger Mount Kenya people. He says unlike the Building Bridges Initiative, BBI, which was a brainchild of Uhuru and opposition leader Raila Odinga, NADCO is a well-thought-out document that intends to bring the interests of all Kenyans on board. Among proposals he says will benefit the region include the review of several constituency boundaries, which he says will increase resources available to residents of the region. While proponents of the Building Bridges Initiative were using threats to push its unpopular contents down our throat like the bitter quinine, the NADCO report is a product of consultative dialogue that will be beneficial across the political divide. When I heard Kikuyu MP Kamani Achungwa and Embu Governor Cecily Mbiriri were to be part of the team that was to formulate the report, I was at peace with myself as I was confident the duo would never betray one of their own, he added. Among areas Rigathi says stand to benefit under NADCO's report on delimitation of boundaries include Ruiru, Jija, Thika, Kaharu, Kieni, Embakasi North, Kasarani and Roysambu. In Nyeri County, Athaya, Makurwe Ini and Kine are part of constituencies set for review under the proposed changes. Copies of the NADCO report were handed over to President Dr. William Ruto and Raila Odinga early this month as the country awaits the fate of the document with its proponents, hoping it does not suffer the same ignominy as the BBI report that was declared a nullity by the courts.